Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live right here on DCNowRadio.com. Glad you all could join us once again. Have a really exciting guest that's joining us for this next segment. Of course, for those joining us live, it's Wednesday, and tonight is the season finale of the hit show on the Oprah Winfrey Network, Love Thy Neighbor. We have one of the stars of that show, Angela Rae, who plays the character Carol on that program. She's going to be talking to us not only about her journey as an actress, but what it's been like for her to also be a motivational speaker and author. She's written a book that I had a chance to read called Rays of Motivation. She has a brand new book coming out next month. We're going to talk to her about all of that and, of course, remind you guys about tonight's season finale. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Stay with us. This part of our program is brought to you by Rebirth Energy Drink, the flavor that adds new life. Available at Sports Zone Elite Select locations in the Washington, D.C. metro areas and online at www.drinkrebirth.com.
Connecting you to PR firm Applause affiliates and clients on Stay in the Course. Thanks to your desire for global impact, we learn, grow, and do what we love. Weave in social impact and unique branding. For almost 10 years, philanthropists like Grammy-nominated artists, Music Soulchild, Selena Johnson, Drummer Boy, BET, VH1, Walgreens, Clear Channel, and MAC Cosmetics have joined forces for HIV, breast cancer, and youth issues. A fully integrated public relations firm, Connecting You To offers services to companies, celebrities, nonprofit, and government entities. ConnectingYouTo.com for more info. Connecting You To.
I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
Have you been hurt?
Been hurt?
Been backstabbed? Got a talking back, Tim.
Talking back.
Well, you're not alone.
No, no.
Escaping to another reality. Through Dominic Wilkins' good books.
Good books, audio
books, paperback, ebook, good books.
Available on AuthorDWilkinsGoodBooks.com.
This is Cyrus Webb, and you're listening to DC Now Radio on DCNowRadio.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live right here on DCNowRadio.com. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Our next guest is someone that I got to see on television on the hit show that's on the Oprah Winfrey Network, Love Thy Neighbor. She was playing the character Carol. And when I went online to try to find out more information about Angela Rae, I realized that she's so much more than an actress. She's written a powerful book called Rays of Motivation. And just next month, she'll be releasing another great book, Rehearsing for the Lead Role. She's making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her role to following her own goals and dreams, but what it's been like for her to inspire others along the way. Angela, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you know what? This is really exciting. I love the fact that you are not only able to find success as an actress, but you also have been able to do so much more when it comes to inspiring and motivating other people, either as a motivational speaker and an author. What has it been like for you to not only be able to explore your creative side, Angela, but also to be able to fulfill that role of being a motivator for other people?
It's really been a dream come true. I feel that it's a part of my calling, and any time that God blesses you to have a platform such as an actress, I feel it's your duty to give back in some way. And so, you know, being a speaker, talking to high school, college students, and women's audiences around the country is my way of doing that.
Yeah, and you've been able to realize that early on. There's a poem that's in the book, Rays of Motivation, Born to Shine, and you talk about that. You begin it by saying, I was born to shine, child of the divine. Have you known early on that your life did have a purpose, Angela, and was it easy for you to walk in that purpose?
I don't know early on if I, when I say early on, I mean like school age, if I actually understood the meaning of purpose. Mm-hmm. But did I know that I was born to speak? Yes. I'm not sure that I understood that higher calling of that being a part of my purpose.
Yeah.
But I remember giving my first speech at the age of three, and obviously the age of three, it was not very long. I think it was Happy Easter Day. Let me retract that. I don't remember the stories of that speech I remember hearing about, because I really don't remember. But I just remember hearing from my cousins, my mother, and different relatives talk about how I impacted the audience at church when I got up to say Happy Easter Day. And I think that that's where it was born for me. And I started speaking as early as elementary school, not only in the church, but also in my school. And by the time I was a freshman in high school, I was representing my entire state in the National Civic Oration Contest. So early on, I knew that that was something that I wanted to do, that I could do, and just work to figure out how I can make that happen after I finished college.
Wow, amazing. And you know what? It's great to see that you've been able to walk in that. And then, as I said, to be able to motivate others as well. You have the upcoming release coming out next month, right, rehearsing for the lead role. But, you know, as I said, I got to know you, of course, from playing the character Carol on Love Thy Neighbor, that's going to be celebrating, of course, the season finale here. You know, I think the great thing, too, about you, Angela, is that you have not been selfish with the information. You say in that same poem, Born to Shine, about you realize the opportunity you have and the commitment you have of serving. What about that part of it? I mean, because a lot of times people, as you know, they'll reach their own goals and dreams, and you know what? They kind of have this attitude, well, you're on your own. You know, I had to find out my way, you know, so you have to find your own way. You know, did you always knew that you were meant to share this and to empower people along their own journey?
I think that's something that I learned along the way. As I look back on my life, I realize so many different steps that I was able to make, there was someone there helping me even when I didn't ask for that help. So just a minute ago, I mentioned that I was able to represent my entire state as a high school freshman in the National Civic Oration Contest. I remember a lady by the name of Dr. Jeanette Council, shout out if she happens to be listening, but she basically mentored me that year, helping me get ready for the national competition. I didn't even know her. I don't even know how she found out about me. She just showed up at my taping for my national competition and kept in contact with me for a while. So that's one instance. And then when I got to college, there were people in my life who were mentors, Dr. Rosalind Fuse Hall, Dr. R.T. Irvin, who are both now at different colleges, one in Georgia and one in North Carolina. But their doors were open to me while I was a student at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Go Tar Heels! Their doors were always open. And when I say always open, I remember Dr. Fuse Hall at that time was a dean, which meant she was very busy, but it did not matter if I had an appointment or if I didn't. As long as there wasn't anyone in her office, she would always make that time for me. And so as I started to achieve just some levels of success, I was always reminded of people like those individuals who just were always there for me, even though they didn't really know me.
Yeah. Wow. And I think that's the great thing, because now you're able to be that for other people. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live right here through our friends at DCNowRadio.com. I'm speaking today with Angela Ray. She's not only a motivational speaker and author, but also an actress. As I said, I got to know her from the character Carol that she's been playing on the show on the Oprah Winfrey Network, Love Thy Neighbor. But she's an individual that is definitely able to walk in her own passion, and then, of course, to be able to inspire other people. And one of the ways that you inspire other people is not just through the book that I mentioned, Rays of Motivation, but also through social media. Now, we all use social media for various things. Some people let us know what their food looks like before they eat it. Other people let us know where they're getting their hair cut, or, you know, or what they're discussing with their friends. You've chosen to use it really as a page of motivation. Sure, you allow us to know the things that are coming up, like upcoming events, but you also, Angela, spend a great deal of time sharing not only your own rays of motivation from your book, but also other inspirational thoughts. Why has it been so important for you to use that platform in that way?
Well, you know, I think I started doing that because I was so inspired and encouraged by other people, particularly on Twitter, some on Facebook as well. Facebook, you know, that platform is a little bit different. But there are days that I'm sitting on Twitter and I'm looking at some of the individuals that I follow and I see a quote and I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's just what I needed. So I just decided, you know what, in the midst of me talking about this speaking engagement, you know, this television show that I'll be on, let me also mix in some inspirational quotes, some things that inspire me, that perhaps if some of my followers are having a bad day or they just need that one thing that resonates with them, you know, maybe something that I post can inspire them. So really it was just watching other people and being inspired by what they were doing and realizing that it really does help, that, you know, at times, you know, we all have those valley moments, or, you know, when we're not on that peak or on that high, and, you know, just a 7-8 word quote can really change the course of your day.
Exactly. That is so true. The inspiration for Rays of Motivation, and it fits perfectly because of the way you've written the book, Angela, fits perfectly for a platform like Twitter, so I think that is great. You know, when you see that people not only are retweeting it, but also, of course, letting you know, oh, wow, that's just what I needed to hear, does that kind of, for you, validate the purpose that you have in your life and the realization that you're doing exactly the work that you're supposed to do?
Absolutely, because particularly on the author side of what I do, it's kind of lonely. Oftentimes, you know, I know for me, I'm writing either at a computer or on a notepad by myself. And when you put the work out there, unless people actually can hit you back on a platform like social media, I never know how the work impacts people. I mean, I'm amazed, and I'm often very humbled. I remember my first book that I wrote several years ago, a book of poetry, there was a lady who's an entrepreneur and a restaurateur. People around the Chapel Hill area affectionately call her Mama Dip. She told me that she did one of my poems at her church, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, Mama Dip did one of my poems? Are you kidding me? So it's definitely inspiring. You know, again, you put the work out there, I do it, I write it, and I let it go. But until I get that feedback back from people, I never know how much it really impacts individuals.
Yeah. I've been keeping in contact with you on Twitter for a few months, Angela, and one of the tweets that you had posted that I favored it, that I think is so powerful, it's Ray of Motivation number 48. You posted this back in July. A problem is simply a possibility in need of a conductor. When you think about your own experiences, every day is not going to be perfect for any of us, so we all have to kind of take things day by day. Do your own words also serve as a form and source of motivation for you as you're going throughout this journey of life and these careers?
Absolutely, positively, unequivocally, yes. It's amazing how that works out because, again, I don't necessarily write for myself, but there are times that I have to remind myself of some of those rays of motivations. So, it inspires me as well, you know, going back and rereading, especially, you know, when you get to a fork in the road where you can decide to go down the pity party or you can decide that you're going to actually take the opportunity that's presented to you and say, hey, you know what, this isn't going quite like I would like for it to, but let's see how we can do things differently and or make this into something that's positive instead of negative.
Exactly. I think that is so true. And what a great lesson, I think, for all of us. Again, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live right here on DCNowRadio.com. I'm speaking today to Angela Ray. She's not only a motivational speaker and an author, she's also an actress. I mentioned earlier, of course, that for those joining us live here, it's Wednesday, so that means the season finale of the hit show on the Oprah Winfrey Network, Love Thy Neighbor, is coming on tonight. Of course, she plays a character, Carol, on that program. That's how I first heard about her. But she's written a lot of powerful work. We've been discussing her book, Rays of Motivation. But, Angela, you have a brand new book coming out next month, Rehearsing for the Lead Role. Tell us a little bit about that and how the motivation came about.
Okay, so Rehearsing for the Leading Role, Lessons I Learned as an Actress That Can Help You Become a Megastar Student Leader, was really the platform for me to take both of my strong passions, what I do on the set as an actress, on stage as an actress, and what I do with high school and college students, and put both of those into one easy to digest platform. And so this book is some of the lessons that I've learned along the way as an actress that are applicable to student leaders. And so it's been really fun, you know, thinking back throughout this decade or so, probably a little bit more than a decade of acting, you know, first getting my start in theater. But then also the thing that really has inspired me with this book is the interviews that I was able to conduct with individual leaders from around the country in different industries. Mm. You know, I did another edit of the book after it was professionally edited. I went back and looked over it, and I was rereading those interviews, and I was like, wow, like these interviews I put in the book for high school and college students, but so much of the wisdom that these individuals relate is applicable to anyone who wants to be a great leader.
Wow. Well, again, that book is coming out in October. We're about to let you guys know how you can stay in contact with Angela, as well as, of course, be able to find out more information about the book. You know, what I think is so great about this conversation, Angela, is that, you know, you are are living, you know, your dream. You're able to walk in your passion, but then you don't just stop there. You're using the platform that you have to be able to show other people what's possible for them. I think that's such a great lesson for all of us as we're going higher in our own various paths to make sure that we are lending a hand to be able to give, I think, motivation to other people as well as inspire other people. And like you said, with the new book, you know, being able to share other story, to be able to share our story, to be able to inspire other people. How can our listeners stay in contact with you, Angela, and also find out more information about the next release?
Certainly. So you can follow me on Twitter at The Angela Ray, that's T-H-E, Angela Ray, and on Facebook at The Angela Ray, facebook.com/TheAngelaRay. Rehearsing for the leading role drops on Tuesday, October 7th. You can pre-order the book now at a discount at rehearsingfortheleadingrole.com. And also feel free to check me out on my website, which is pretty simple. It's AngelaRay.com.
Exactly. And definitely hit Angela up. That's how we set up this conversation, was through her website. So she definitely gets back with you. So make sure you guys do visit her website and stay in contact with her. Angela, it really has been a pleasure speaking with you today. Again, for those joining us live, make sure you guys are tuning in to the Oprah Winfrey Network tonight. Check your local listings for the finale of this season of Love Thy Neighbor. It's been another great season. It was great to see Carol again in this particular season, Angela. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. We'd love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been my pleasure, and I hope everybody will be tweeting with me along with the rest of the cast tonight during the season finale of Love Thy Neighbor.
All right. Make sure you guys do that. Again, that is at The Angela Rays, where you guys can find her. Make sure you guys are using the hashtag Love Thy Neighbor. Again, Angela, thank you so much for this. Really appreciate it. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live right here on DCNowRadio.com. If you came in late and missed part of this, of course, the link is always available on our website at DCNowRadio.com. Make sure you guys just check it out there. You can always catch the podcast and be able to share it with your friends as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live right here on DCNowRadio.com today. You all make it a great one.